You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast. I'm Kirsten Rush, your host, and this is episode number 77. Today's episode is sponsored by Pillar Social Media. They create, manage, and grow brands on the social web. They've done some great work for me, both on websites and social media, so I really recommend that you check them out. You can find them at pillarsocialmedia.com. Today, I'm going to ask you, are your correction conversations igniting change? I'm pondering that question because recently I was spending time with a team of leaders at a nonprofit. Now, most of these leaders engage in kind of counseling activities, so they have that heart to heal and serve, like probably a lot of you do. And we were going through an exercise where they had to role play having correction conversations with employees that were utilizing stay stuck strategies. Now, I've done some episodes on specific strategies to use. They're actually the strategies that I was sharing with them that day. If you check out episodes 34, 35, 36, and 37, I'll give you some specific strategies to use to bust the 4Ds of discipline avoidance. So these are the strategies that I was sharing with them. So check those episodes out if you haven't listened to them yet to get more information on the strategies I was teaching them. So anyway, I'd been teaching them. We'd spent a good chunk of time together and I was having them role play. And one of the leaders, after one of the exercises, she looked at me and she said, "You know what really hit me?" She said, "As I was pretending to be the employee that was being defensive, I realized I was not listening to her at all." Her being the person pretending to be the leader. She said, "I was only thinking about what I was going to say next. I was coming up with my strategy, the words that I was going to use, and it really hit me. If you have an employee who's using the stay stuck strategies, your correction conversations aren't igniting the change that you need." That's obvious. We already know that. But I don't know, for some reason it really hit me. Yeah, probably in their work and everything. Where is their focus day to day? It's on themselves. So somehow that became this huge aha moment during the training, and it just got me thinking. So are your correction conversations igniting change, or are they indicating, you know what, this employee is not here to focus on our mission, our vision, the objectives that we're trying to create out of our business? This employee is here for themselves. So I want to ask you, you know, and it's not just during those correction conversations, right? If that's how they do business, if that's how they're engaging themselves in work, then their focus is probably constantly on themselves. So it's a really important question to ask and get the answer to. Because during the correction conversations, if they're using those stay stuck strategies, that means they're focusing on themselves. And then during all the work, the time that you're paying them to focus on who? Themselves. So just a little food for thought for today. You know, if you want to defeat drama, as I've said over and over, you have to address your people problems. There are so many reasons. And it's not just the lost productivity from that one employee. It's not just the fact that you're paying someone who's not there to do a good job. It's all the collateral damage and all the other stuff that happens when someone's not performing, when they have that entitled attitude. You know, I always say you have to look at their attitude and their aptitude. You know, if it's aptitude, then maybe there's just some skill building they need to engage in. But if it's really the attitude, they just don't care that much about what you're up to, they're entitled, they just want a paycheck, then think about what you're investing in. So today's big question is, are your correction conversations igniting change? And if they aren't, what does that mean for that employee? And I hope that, you know, if the answer is no, it's not igniting change, I hope you'll feel some motivation to do what you really need to do to begin to work that person out of your business, because it's costing you way too much. Two, you've got to defeat the drama first. As I told all the leaders there that day, your business must win. You're doing important work. And if you have people sucking the resources out of your business to serve themselves, how will you serve your customers, your clients, your patients? So that's it for today. If I can be of any other assistance, please don't hesitate to contact me. The episodes I mentioned will be in the show notes. So go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then go to today's episode, number 77. And from there, you can also contact me. You'll see a contact tab. It'll say submit your question, actually. If you've got any question or challenge, something going on, whether it's in your personal life or your business, you can either record your message or shoot me a message by typing it, and I'll respond. Sometimes I respond personally. Sometimes it becomes part of an episode. So I encourage you to do that. I would love to help you defeat drama in your life and in your work. So until next time, make it a great day.